And this man, he said, "Well, Al," he says, "I got some bad news. I got to lay you off. The work we've done, you see, onions were out there in the last time colored." And he says, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a salesman out of you." So I took him on that, and I had a Model T panel. And I started out the next morning with 100 bunches of radishes, 5 boxes of asparagus. Asparagus was all bunched up and put in boxes, see. And I had 30 dozen eggs at home, and I went to Crown Point. And so I started down the line, and it took me 1 hour, and I was sold out.
Ah.
I was sold out.
And so you kept on doing that?
I peddled for 5 years.
My.
And believe it or not, I had 2 routes. And if you want to believe it or not, I was making $40, $50 and a half a day.
Oh!
Gee, in depression.
That's hard to believe.
Usually, you cannot peddle in an incorporated town. The mayor could have had me pinched, you know. But he says, "It's depression. Anything goes." He says, "I give you credit to go and work." Boy, was I lucky.
I bet you were.
And I paid for the farm in 3 years.
Oh, that's
a 38-acre farm.
Hmm.
38-acre farm.
Mm-hmm. What year were you born?
1901. Yeah, that's a long time, ain't it? Yeah.
Well, I noticed that you had a picture here with your 75th birthday party, and I think the DeYoungs did mention that you had it.
Yes.
Who came to your party? A lot of
people
come?
Oh, yeah, right here in town. Merchants and so on. Yeah. Oh, one of the old timers, and of course, I cleaned up the street, you know. And of course, I get up so early. Why? I gotta have something to do.
I'm
in the restaurant at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I drink a cup of coffee when it gets light. Why to go to work?
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah. But the merchants, they're glad to have it that way. We're keep the street clean and
sure, it looks
very
better.
Very neat. Yeah. No, I was quite a vegetable salesman there in 1930,
mm-hmm.
and where I was just well, as I must say, very, very lucky that we were on the verge of losing the farm,
mm-hmm.
and I come back with $40, $50 in a half a day.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Boy, that my dad said that. What bank did you rob?
And people were doing it then too, weren't they?
Right,
right. Why, people were losing their farm.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't make the payments. And we had to make on our payments, we had to make $200 down every year, 6% of what we owed,
mm-hmm.
and our taxes, before we could live for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our own, we had 4 cows, we had our own milk, we had our own cream, we had our own butter, and probably maybe 3, 4, 5 pounds of butter to sell, and then eggs, you know, from
mm-hmm.
chickens, well, and then a few hogs, why dogs make it. But at that time, I had the general labor was 15 cents a month.
I've heard my grandfather talk about how hard those times were.
Yeah, and this fella says, "Al," he says, "I gotta lay you off." He says, "I'm going to make a salesman out of you." And in regard to this sales work, I have contracted
mm-hmm.
honey, comb honey,